welcome to the very first episode of Luna Talk, presented by The Luna Street. Hello there. You may know me as Mike Blanchard from The Mike Blanchard Show on Bennett 5205. Well, the same person who made The Mike Blanchard Show, Bennett, decided to give me a podcast for his newest YouTube channel, The Luna Street, entitled Luna Talk. So, this is going to be a fun little radio show of just silly things, interviews, and so much more. So, today's first subject is interviewing. And I will be interviewing Dr. Joseph P. Farrell. Also, just a heads up, after the interview, our head of this entire project, Bennett, is going to come on and tell you guys a few things about what's going to happen and changes. So without further delay, here is The Mike Blanchard Show, an interview with Dr. Joseph P. Farrell on Luna Talk. Okay, folks, we are back, and we are with Joseph P. Farrell. How you doing, Joseph?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fairly well. So first up, what novels are you currently in the works of? I mean, it is pretty hard to beat the Hugh Janus age.
Well, you know me, I don't write fiction, I don't write novels, but I'm working on three books. I'm working on one with Dr. Scott DeHart on education, and I'm working on a couple more on confidential subjects. You know me, I never talk about what I'm writing about or researching, but that's basically what I'm up to.
Just real quick, tell us just a little bit more, like as much as you know.
Well, I'm one of the books I'm writing is a sort of a sequel to Thrice Great Hermetica and what you're calling the Huge Anus Age.
It's actually
the Janus Age.
But is the sequel called Thrice Great Hermetica and the Uranus Age?
No. It's got nothing to do with it. No. Sorry to disappoint you there, Mike. It's going to be more about banksters and a surprise.
Gangsters?
Banksters.
Oh,
banksters.
Makes sense.
Combination of bankers and gangsters. You know, the really big mega banks that have been stealing people's money and throwing them out of their homes.
Oh, I see. Okay, next question. On to more important things. What do you think about the end of the world? Most of my viewers believe that you're involved in that.
No, I'm not. No.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm quite positive. No, I'm just sort of along for the ride. I'm not orchestrating it, no.
You do scare some of my viewers.
If I were orchestrating it, it would be going a lot differently. No, it's, I get a lot of people asking me that, but I don't think it's... We're in an age of transition that happens about once every 500 years, and we're in a big one. Probably the biggest one that we've had since the Reformation.
Ice Age?
Well, yeah, the biggest one in
human history. I like that movie.
Yeah, it's the biggest one that we've had in human history, and that's why nobody really knows what the heck is happening, because nobody has a clue as to where all this is going.
So you're not involved.
No, well, I'm involved in the sense
that... Okay, hear that, folks? He said yes.
I said... I'm watching it, but I'm not orchestrating it and planning it, or no.
All right. During our last interview, I tried to figure out what GMO meant. I was very close. Today, I know what FBI means. Federal Burrito Inspector. I've been told you are an FBI, correct?
Burrito inspector, yeah. I like to make burritos. I like to make homemade burritos, but federal, no.
Do you need to go to like burrito school or?
No, I don't need to go to burrito school. I know how to make. I've known how to make burritos since I was like 12 or 13. I used to cook myself a lot.
I don't ever try to cook myself.
Well, no. I mean, I would make my own food. A lot, especially in high school.
Oh, well, I for sure know what NSA means. National Ski Association.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man, I'm rusty.
It's the National Security Agency. It was founded in 1947, in September of 1947, when President Harry Truman signed the National Security Act, and that created the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, and it created the NSA, the National Security Agency. But there's another part of the story to that.
About skiing?
No, about... I don't know anything about skiing. No, about the CIA and the NSA.
Anyway, what are your future plans for books?
Well, like I said, I've got one that I'm doing that's a sequel.
Have you ever thought of writing children books?
No. We'd have a bunch of scared kids if I did that.
Well, I mean, kids nowadays are mostly scared anyway.
Yeah, but they don't need me doing it.
You could write like a little jingle like, news and views.
No.
Watch my news and views.
No. Maybe as a cartoon character, but no.
Tell us about yourself. Details, please. These viewers aren't listening for a demo.
About myself? Well, I was born in Sioux Falls.
Kentucky.
No, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mm. I grew up there, went to college in Arkansas, did my master's degree in Oklahoma, did my PhD in England, in Oxford.
I've been to Oxford, Mississippi.
No, this is the Oxford in England. I've been to Oxford, Mississippi.
Well, I think they're almost the same.
No. No, they're not. No, there's no comparison. But then I came back after England, came back to Oklahoma, and then moved to Kansas, and then moved to South Dakota.
Did you see Dorothy in Kansas?
Yeah, that's my mother's name. And she's from Kansas.
Does she have any
mother,
red slippers?
My mother was Dorothy from Kansas. And did she have red slippers? She had kind of pink slippers.
Man, now you're scaring me.
Well, now you know why I'm so weird. My mother was the real Dorothy from Kansas. Yep. That's her name.
Oh. Well, that's...
Dorothy Faye Hazlitt. That was her name.
Most of my viewers have spotted you wearing Google Glass. They say you're enjoying it very much so.
Oh, no. Not me. No. I don't spy on people. And I don't like people spying on me. I don't even have a cell phone. People ask me, you know, do you have a cell phone? Why don't you text me? And I tell them, I don't have a cell phone.
Well, you see, the thing about people asking you to text them is they could be very ugly.
I know that. That's why I don't do it. I have email, I have a landline, but Google Glass.
What's a landline?
Landline. You know, it's
landline?
A
landline?
Landline.
Candy cane.
Yeah. It's a telephone that's actually plugged into a wire coming out of your wall. It's an old thing. They've had them for probably decades now. They've had them.
What's a golly decade?
A golly decade is, you know, the telephone has been around for a long, long, long time.
What, 2007?
No, actually about 1890 when they first started them.
How many bars did they have?
They didn't have bars. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It was plugged into a wire, like a telegraph, only you talked into it. And it was all wired up, and everybody had a telephone, and it plugged into the wall. It's been around for a long time.
You must be very old. Okay, so have you ever thought of having your own TV show? You could call it Not So Ordinary Joe.
No, not really. Television, I don't. I've done TV shows, and you can even see me on a couple on History Channel or Discovery or something like that. I've even done a Russian TV show that's called Strannoye Dyelo, which I think in Russian.
Strangle the Yellow.
No, Strannoye Dyelo. Strannoye Dyelo is the name of the Russian show, and it's. I think it means strange times. I don't know exactly what it means, but Stranoya I know means strange. But I don't like TV because it doesn't really give you, like radio does, it doesn't give you the time to really go in depth into things. It's just sound bites, you know, and it doesn't really... radio, you can talk and go into things in depth.
I think you're just afraid that because on camera everyone looks fatter.
Well, yeah, on camera I do look fat, but that's because I am.
You want to talk about fat? I'm a rubber ball.
Well, yes, I know. yeah, that's kind of the way I look on television, so I don't do television.
Another viewer conspiracy is that you only film during the nighttime because you're a werevampire.
No. No, I'm not a vampire. My mom told me I was a vampire. Because I like nights. I've always been a night person. I used to hate getting up for school. I lived about a block from my high school in Sioux Falls, and I'd kind of roll out of bed and roll down the hill into school. But I've always been a night owl. So
you know, that's kind of how I got to school.
Well, yeah, I work at night because the phone doesn't ring and the door doesn't knock, and that's why I work at night, because there's no interruptions. And when you're writing, it's important to keep your train of thought going and go with the flow until, you know, the idea exhausts itself, and that's why I prefer working at night. Always have.
Well, there's also some more theories that your mustache is really the motherboard of your entire body.
No.
Oh.
No. I used to have a goatee, and I used to have a long hair in a ponytail, and when my beard started turning white, I cut the goatee, and my mustache is going that way too, unfortunately.
A lot of people also thought, for a very long time, I think some people still think so, that you're a robot. Programmed to destroy all humans with intelligence.
No, not a robot. I'm actually a pretty nice guy, but no, not a robot. I've always been kind of a nerd. Because I like to read, and I like music, and, you know.
Okay, your first book was Giza Death Star, correct?
Right.
Okay. Are you ever worried that George Lucas will sue you?
Sue me? No. No. Actually, one of the things I did, there's another book called Giza Death Star Deployed. And I talk about how George Lucas in Star Wars made a lot of parallels with actual ancient ideas, ancient texts, like Anakin Skywalker, I think is based on the old Sumerian term Anunnaki, which was their term for kind of like the godlike, human-like beings that came down. He has Jedi Knights in Egypt with their, you know, their lightsabers. In Egypt, there's actually a Jed pillar that's kind of an electric thing, it looks like. Then he's got the idea of the Force. And in Egypt, there is a very, very similar idea in ancient Egyptian religion called Maat, M-A-A-T, which is kind of George Lucas's Force. So I think he got a lot of his ideas out of consulting with Joseph Campbell, who was this scholar of ancient religion and mythology. Well, most people don't know, George Lucas actually hired Joseph Campbell to be a consultant before he actually started filming Star Wars. So I think he got a lot of ideas from Joseph Campbell. And then the final thing that I point out in those books, actually a book called Cosmic War, is if you look at a moon, there's a moon around Saturn called Iapetus or Iapetus, depending on who you talk to. But this moon, if you look at it, it's about 900 miles wide in diameter. And around the equator, there's this groove running perfectly straight, and then right above it, there's a huge crater. So if you do a side-by-side comparison of Iapetus or Iapetus and George Lucas' Death Star, they're astonishingly similar. I mean, too similar to be coincidental. So you got to wonder, you know, where was he getting his information?
I don't get it.
Oh, jeez. Exactly.
The books behind you in most of your videos.
Right.
Tell us, what are some of those books about? I guessed some of them were children books.
No. I keep all my children's books and comic books in the other room. Most of those books that you see behind me are on... Well, some of them are on UFOs. Some of them are on mathematics.
Wait, UFO is unidentified flying omelet.
Object. Object.
Not omelet?
Not omelet, no. Although, it's a good hypothesis for some of the craziness.
Sorry. Hold on. Real quick. My kind of theory is that the Germans built these unidentified flying omelets for World War II, and that's why a lot of the bombings were like eggs, you know?
No.
They were dropping eggs?
Unfortunately, the Germans weren't dropping eggs. It would have been a lot nicer war if they were. Some of the books are about UFOs. Some of them are about mathematics. Some of them are about biology, and particularly a biologist by the name of Rupert Sheldrake, who I like. Some of them are about physics, and some are even about psychology. I've got quite a lot of books back there by famous psychologist by the name of Carl Gustav Jung.
Do you ever try to use the Jedi mind trick on your viewers?
No.
You'd be like, this is not the man you're looking for.
These are not the books you're looking for. No, I don't try and do that. These are not
the books you're looking for. A viewer asked, quotation, "Hi, Joe, I'm your biggest fan. Two questions. One, will you marry me?"
I don't know you. We better determine your sex before we do that.
And two,
uh-huh.
Were you involved with Mothman during any point in your life?
With Mothman?
Everyone says that you guys are very close.
Mike Flanchard knows a fellow by the name of Scott DeHart, and he's a friend of mine, and he and I, last summer, not this last summer, but a year ago last summer, we went with another friend of ours to look at some weird things in Southern California. And there were two interesting people along on that trip. One was the wife of a very famous science fiction novelist by the name of Philip Dick.
Oh.
And Philip Dick, if you've seen Harrison Ford hunting the Blade Runner, if you've seen that movie, that's based on a Philip Dick story. So we went with this group, and another person that was in that group was a guy that has done books about Mothman. I haven't done any books about it, but I know this guy, and, you know, but no, I'm not Mothman.
That makes a lot of sense, honestly. Okay, Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Last question.
All right.
It's a good one. So, I've been reading the Bible recently, and I've come to a conclusion that in the Bible, you are the Joseph that they speak of.
No. No. No, 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 no. I'm not even, he's not even a distant relative. If he is, he's a very distant relative. No, I'm not. There's actually at least two Josephs in the Bible. There's the Old Testament Joseph, and then there's the New Testament Joseph, the husband of Mary. And I'm not either one of them. I can tell you that.
Oh, another reason I thought this is because you have a friend who I believe is Adam from the actual Bible.
No. You're talking about one of my publishers, and I can assure you, he's not Adam. No, I'm... for one thing, I'm not either of the Josephs in the Bible because I'm not Jewish. So that kind of kills that idea.
Have you ever thought of becoming Jewish?
No.
Well,
I mean, I had a family member at one time that was Jewish. Joseph. But what?
That was his name, right?
No, his name was Mike.
Me?
No, not you. My relative.
Actually, I don't know many people in the world named Mike.
It was actually his name wasn't even Mike. His name was Meyer, but he called himself Mike. But no, that's as closest as I've ever come to being Jewish.
Well, thank you for this interview, and we hope to see you in the circus fairly soon.
All right, thanks, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate you doing that. You're welcome. See you next time. All right, then. So, guys, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for next time.